You and I have definitely fallen into the mass hysteria.
Yes.
See what I did? See
we
what I did
have.
There?
Yes. Hi, everyone. Welcome to our very first episode of Booked on Fantasy. We are two best friends who love all things fantasy. And on this podcast, we will explore the world of fantasy through books, shows, and movies, but with a particularly heavy emphasis on books.
And before we get started, we would like to give everyone a fair warning that this is an adult podcast and we will have explicit conversations with explicit language. So please be mindful of that. And if you have kids in the car or you're at work, maybe put on some headphones. So Lorraine, would you like to give everyone a quick intro and tell them our origin story?
Yes. So Addis and I first met when we were teachers a few years ago, back in the day. We're no longer teachers anymore, by the way, but
totally not.
That's how we first met. And we got along pretty well and everything, and we kept in touch. And then eventually I moved out of Texas and we stayed in touch like mostly through social media. You texted me like a couple months ago saying you were coming to visit North Carolina because that's where I live now. We were so excited, of course, obviously, because it had been like, what was it, like a year or something since we'd seen
each other?
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
So obviously we were really excited about that. And within that conversation, then I was like, oh, by the way, have you read ACOTAR? By Sarah J. Maas, and you were like, yes. And then it just like blew up into this whole thing where we were both so excited about,
yes,
fantasy books that we were reading, and we were like talking back and forth like, oh, have you read this? Like, you got to read this one next. And like through all of that, then you were the one that was like, we should start a podcast. And we're like, yes. And so, yeah, I guess within a couple of weeks, we just like put it together, and now here we are.
Yeah, here we are. No, I remember that very vividly. Like, so I'm a mom, I have two kids, and I was like pretty much only like by the time I get is like when I'm in the bathroom. And I was texting you, and I remember like seeing your text about ACOTAR, and I was like, oh. And I had just finished Fourth Wing and Iron Flame, and I was like very depressed, book hangover. And I had started Four of Thorns and Roses to sort of take the edge off. As with most of us, that book like became my personality. So I was very excited to find someone who also was going through that experience. And then we were sending each other audio messages literally all the time. So I was like, we should just constantly make it an official book club thing that we share with everybody.
Yes. Well, anyways, we thought it'd be kind of fun just to give a little bit of background info about us. So we prepared some questions
that we're going to answer. Yeah. So this is how we kind of how we got into fantasy.
Yes. So to start us off, Addison, how did you get into fantasy?
So I think like many of us, I grew up when Harry Potter was being released. So that was probably my first like really notable pull into the world of fantasy. I've been thinking about this a lot. And actually, when I was younger than that, my favorite author was Gail Carson Levine, and she wrote Ella Enchanted. She also wrote a couple of other fantasy books that I really, really loved and gravitated towards too. So I think I've always been a fan of fantasy, even when I was younger. So, and then I got reintroduced with Fourth Wing. I love Fourth Wing so much. I really do. I will probably reference Fourth Wing every single episode because I love it.
So you have
to look forward to. So yeah, what about you?
I don't feel like I'm like as well versed in fantasy, but like you also, it started with Harry Potter. Well, actually, you know what? Before that, I feel like I was reading like, I don't know if you remember, did you ever read Magic Treehouse?
Yes, yeah.
I know that's like kind of maybe like light fantasy, but like
there's magic.
You know, I was just always reading a lot of fiction, but I think Harry Potter was definitely like the big seller of all of that. And then of course, you know, you have why am I blanking? The vampire.
Twilight.
How can I forget? I was like, Twilight. I kept wanting to say like Eclipse, and I was like, no, that's not the series name. But just like, yeah, Twilight, and then every so often you just get like a rekindling. But I think like Harry Potter was like my first hardcore fantasy love. But yeah, then my interest was rekindled because I had a friend recommend ACOTAR to me. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know, but then I read it and devoured that. I was so enthralled. Yeah, I was just like fully back into fantasy all over again. And I was like, man, why did I ever stop? But I think it was because I was like reading, I was truly reading like a fiend. Like I was staying up until like 2 a.m. reading these books like back to back to back. And I was like, oh, maybe this is why. I was like, this is bringing out like my addictive personality or something. I was like, I need to stop.
We've all been there. So, speaking of, what are your favorite fantasy series? Either books, shows, movies, anything?
So obviously, Harry Potter was like the OG for books. And then, as far as other books go, A Court of Thorns and Roses, Fourth Wing. We read Fourth Wing. I
Of
read a
course.
series, Vampire Vibes, by, it was called From Blood and Ash by Jennifer Armentrout. So that was another one that was pretty good. As far as TV or movies go, I really liked, obviously, Game of Thrones. Yeah, Game of Thrones was great. I did watch Lord of the Rings and all of those, but it was like when I was younger. I do remember I enjoyed those movies. And then have you watched The Witcher? I don't know if you've watched The Witcher on
I
Netflix.
haven't. I've always, which I've, how can I have a fantasy podcast and not have watched that? So I probably will have to start watching it, but I think I would probably like it.
Yeah. So that one was pretty good. Obviously, Henry Cavill, Bay. So,
Swoon, swoon.
so that's always great. And yeah, I'm trying to think of what else. I can't think of anything else off the top of my head, but I feel like those are some pretty good core ones. What about you? What are your favorite fantasy series?
Ooh, well, books, obviously, Fourth Wing, obviously. I've been going back and forth in my head, like, do I like ACOTAR better than Fourth Wing? I have 200 pages left in A Court of Silver Flames. I feel like truly I will not be able to answer that question until both series are completed in their entirety. But right now I have to say Fourth Wing. I love Fourth Wing. I am pretty much in a constant state of rereading of that book. I am desperate for Rebecca Yarros to write faster. But yeah, I loved Harry Potter. That's probably one of my core series. I loved Game of Thrones, although it took me a while to get on the bandwagon for that one. I don't know why. And then I currently am watching House of the Dragon, which I'm a big fan of, which we may or may not be talking about in this
Stay
show.
tuned.
Who knows? Okay, so what do you love about fantasy?
Oh, you know, I love fantasy because I was thinking about this like relative to fiction, because I've always liked fiction too, but there's just something about fantasy. I like fantasy because you can't find fantasy in real life. You know, and in a lot of like realistic fiction or like historical fiction or a lot of categories of fiction, like the things still more or less take place in like kind of in the real world, but it's just like made up characters or like made up scenarios and situations, you know. But with fantasy in particular, I mean, you just get to go to like a whole new world and there's magic and there's fun stuff and there's you just get like access to like things that you don't get in the real world. And I just have so much fun making up like what the characters look like, what they sound like, and like just like imagining this little world and like placing myself there. It's just like, I don't know. It's indescribable to me. So that's what I like about it. What do you love about fantasy?
Oh my gosh. If you would have asked me before I read Fourth Wing, I would have said, like, oh, I love the magic or dragons. I love dragons. Anything with dragons. Post Fourth Wing, Shadow Daddies. I love Shadow Daddies.
Shadow
Give me all the
Daddy.
Morally Gray men. That's one of my favorite parts. No, but I think very similarly, I find myself very drawn to like really developed worlds. So like one of my favorite series, which I can't believe I didn't say this earlier when you asked me, is Aragorn. And that was sort of like kind of what catapulted me back into fantasy. And it's just such an incredible universe that is created that you just really get lost in. I saw this quote and it just like it's really stuck with me. And it's really cheesy, so just bear with me. But it said, for everyone who got lost in a book, it discovered a universe. And that is really how I feel. I was just like, yes. Yeah, so I don't know. I just, what's not to love? Magic,
This is true. You just reminded me. I don't know why Aragorn. Yes, I had forgotten about that one. And then another one. This is more sci-fi, like sci-fi fantasy, I guess.
Okay.
But there was a whole series called Ender's Game a while ago. I think
Oh.
that they, that, I don't know. I loved that series. And I hadn't read a ton of it, but I did end up picking that up. And I love that book. I don't know why I just thought of that, but it was just like
Okay.
randomly. But yeah, that's another one. Anyways,
Cool.
moving
Okay.
on. What fantasy series are you currently reading or have you read most recently?
Oh, well, as I said earlier, always listening to Fourth Wing, always reading Fourth Wing and Iron Flame. But primarily, I am reading ACOTAR. I'm almost done with A Court of Silver Flames. I love it. I sort of slowed down because I don't want it to be over. Although I know it's just temporary, but we don't know like when the next ACOTAR book is coming out. So,
That's true.
and then something that we will be reading for this podcast is Throne of Glass. So I have started that series and I love it. What are you reading?
Like you said, the second most recent was Force Wing, so or Iron Flame, I should say, since we started that one. I'm so excited for us to like start reading that again in preparation, like later for the next book to come out.
Me too.
I just can't wait. I'm enthralled with that series. I need to know what happens. But then, yeah, like obviously Throne of Glass. We just started Throne of Glass, another Sarah J. Maas. So I'm excited. So far, I really like it. So
Yeah. You and I have definitely fallen into the mass hysteria. See what I
yes,
did? See
we
what I did
have.
there?
Yes.
Well, so we want to give you a little hint of what you can expect moving forward. So our first episode that we'll be releasing, we'll be talking about the recently released movie Damsel, starring Millie Bobby Brown on Netflix. It is really cool, so you should definitely check it out. And then after that episode, that's just like a one-off because it's a movie, we will be covering the Throne of Glass series and House of the Dragons.
But thank you guys so much for joining us today. This was so much fun for Addison and I had a lot of fun. And stay tuned for our next episodes. Like we said before, we're going to be talking about Damsel, doing a little deep dive in that. And yeah, if you like this podcast, we would so appreciate if you guys would give it a like, a share. Give us a review if you'd like. We are definitely interested to see what y'all think and what y'all have to say about it. And then, in addition, you can find us on social media, which we will link all of our social media plugs down below in the podcast notes. And yeah, that is all.
Yeah. Oh, thank you guys. Bye.
Bye. Oh, okay.
That was good. It's good.
How do I stop the recording? Oh,
I
stop
think you can
recording.
just